You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, I've got a painter coming to the house tomorrow to do an estimate on a couple of exterior painting things that I have to have done. And I have to tell you why I was kind of blown away. Because I went to his website, and they've got one of those little contact forms to fill out. Mm-hmm. You know, what's your name? What's your email address? What's your phone number? We'll get in touch, blah, blah, blah. And I want to say, and this is on online, so it wasn't like on his phone. It was an online thing. And I got to say, within 2 hours, my phone rings, and it's him. And he's like, yeah, great. I'll be there Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. We set up a time. He's like, just text me. This number is my number. Just text me your address and blah, blah, blah. And the reason I am blown away by this is because we are in the process almost of compiling a list of all of the, quote, workers who never get back with you.
Uh-oh.
Gretchen's theory, she laughs about, we both laugh about it. She's like, nobody really wants to work anymore. So when you reach out, it's often that you just won't hear back from them. In the last 10 days, it has been the handyman that we've used probably 3 or 4 times. Good guy. But he has gone completely radio silent. There's another one that was recommended by a neighbor. No reply. I reached out to hire a new CPA for my taxes and sent them all the information and stuff like that. That has now been almost 2 weeks, not a peep. There was an electrician that was recommended by our neighbor across the street, got their phone number, left them a voicemail and a text, nothing. And we're just laughing about how common it has become to reach out to people, mostly independent contractors, but at the same time, like this CPA is a whole office, right?
Sure.
And it's like you don't hear back from them. So when the painting guy was like right back, my reaction was, oh my god,
book him immediately. We gotta get this guy over here.
Somebody actually got back to us.
They don't need the work, maybe, is part of it. Maybe they're too busy. I mean, I know a lot of these guys that are independent, you know, workers like this, plumbers, painters, contractors, they get so busy throughout the day that they just don't have time at the end of the night to call people. I get that.
Yeah, but how do you explain like the CPA office? I mean, that's what they do, right? And
maybe
I
had the wrong number.
I don't know. Gretch was talking about, what'd you say?
Did you have the right number? I don't know.
No, it's an online thing. It's their website. And you fill it out. Here's my name. And then you submit. And a little thing comes up on your screen. Hi, we'll be in touch with you within 24 hours.
With that, I feel like that's a phone call. I think these online forms, a lot of them just go into the universe. Okay. They go just die.
I'm ready for you with that. I called the CPA's office after not hearing back from them. And you get voicemail. And it says, if you know the number of your party's extension, enter now. Otherwise, hold for an operator. Great. I held. 10 seconds later, the same message. If you know your party's extension, enter it now or hold for an operator. So I was like, oh, they must be busy. 10 seconds after that, a little thing came on and said, goodbye, and hung up.
I love those. Yeah, you're like, what?
So we're doing our best. I don't know. Gretchen's theory is that all of this happened with the pandemic. That, you know, a lot of people, the pandemic changed work ethic for a lot of places. And I think they became, and in many cases, rightly so, irritated by people. And I just wonder if maybe people are just being much more particular about if they want to work, when they want to work. But the painting guy sure wants a job.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And then
the
question is, how much is that? What's that estimate going?
That's going to be a lot, probably. Yeah, painting is not cheap.
That's one thing I don't want to do. Are you now? You're a handyman kind of guy. Do you like doing exterior paint?
I don't mind. This next time around, I'm just going to do half of my house. I've already decided I'm going to do the lower half. And just get the quote for the upper half, because I don't want to get up on ladders and everything for the two-story. I don't want to do that. I've had a couple people I know die from falling off ladders, so I'm just going to do the lower half. So that should cut my quote in half.
So you're going to buy the paint and then do the...
I'll just do the lower half of the house. I'll do the first level, essentially. And there's an obvious cutoff on my house where the second level starts. And I will hire out the second level for
That's funny. I've never heard anybody doing that before.
I know. So I was like, hey, I'll save half the house, essentially. You know, save on that. But I just don't want to get up on ladders anymore. Yeah, and this is... I am sorry. This is so foreign to me. I have had... I don't know how many people have come out to give us quotes on our bathroom, immediately callbacked and showed up. When I had the leak on my roof, multiple callbacks, multiple people showed up. I had a gutter cleaning issue, multiple people called, multiple people would want to show up. I don't know what's going on with you. What I have found that is a huge benefit would be just to go on to Nextdoor and say, does anyone have recommendations for gutter cleaning? This is what I do. And then all of a sudden, not only do you get recommendations, you'll get 50 hits from people that are like, I do it, call me.
The CPA... came from a recommendation on Nextdoor.
Maybe people just don't like you.
They don't know me.
Word on the street is, well, you're always talking about how you don't get along with anyone in the neighborhood. You're an outcast.
In my neighborhood.
You play by different rules.
Maybe the word of mouth. The CPA is 15 miles away.
Maybe you're on word of mouth in Georgia.
Yeah, maybe. I'm a good guy, and I treat people well, and I tip like a mother, you know what, so...
I wouldn't work with that CPA company if you can't get a hold of them.
I'm a handyman, I would rush to do a job because, A, I'm polite to them, B, I either feed them or give them beverages, and C, I tip more than they get tipped by anybody else.
Yeah.
It's a treat to come work at my house because I take care of service people.
Then I don't know what it is, buddy.
Yeah, I don't either. I know I'm not alone. What are the odds that Dom Testa is the one person in America who's not having people call him back?
Well, I'm sure we'll get 50 messages.
In Littleton, Colorado, is the person that every single person
calls back. I've had zero issues, so I don't know. I don't know what it is, man.
I don't know. I'm just telling what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
I can't explain why it's
I don't
just
know I feel
kind of funny, but I've got a list of four in the last week that just don't you just crickets.
Can you just get out and do the lower half of paint?
Yeah, we're not painting the entire house. It's certain little projects on the house. So, and no, I don't want to do it because a lot of it doesn't, like you're talking about, is very high up.
Yeah.
And I'm with you on that. I'm like, screw that. I'm not getting up on some giant ladder.
You don't want to mess with that stuff at some point. It's like you get a little wobbly, you fall, one little fall, and it's lights out, you know? Poor Dom. Jessica just wrote in on text. Poor Dom.
Poor Dom. That's all right. You know, it's not the end of the world. You should just move. Some people are misinterpreting this. This is not me bitching. This is me saying, what's going on? Has anybody else experienced this? And if I am the only person who's having no service people get back in touch with you, then it's just me. But I can't believe since the pandemic, I'm the only person who is finding that a lot of people don't return messages, texts, online forms, whatever. I can't be the only one.
You can't be the
only
one.
And so I'm just curious about what's going on. Eventually, I always find somebody. I will find a new CPA. I found a painting guy.
I don't want you to work with that CPA that you're trying to. I don't want you to work with him. They're too difficult to get a hold of.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I will find a new CPA.
I don't want you to choose this
these losers.
Mm-mm. Nope, because you're going to have to try to call them to see if your taxes are done, and they're not going to answer. Goodbye.
One of the things that attracted me to the CPA online, the whole About Us section, is for him personally, the guy who runs the company, he talks about how he's a widespread Panic fan, and he's been to 200 of their concerts.
There you go, he's stoned.
I'm like, all right.
No wonder he can't hear the phone ring, probably.